be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, but early in the morning he arrived again in the temple area. And all the people started coming to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. So, what do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they could have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he bent down and wrote on the ground, and in response they went away, one by one, beginning with the elders. So he was left alone with the woman before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and from now on, do not sin anymore." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So, who won the Super Bowl in 2013? The Baltimore Ravens. The only reason I know that is because I looked it up. But does anybody really care who won the Super Bowl in 2013? Does anybody really care that Wes Welker, on that same year, during the AFC Championship, that he dropped the ball on a third and long, and the Patriots were not able to advance to the Super Bowl? Does any Patriot fan care? No, because we won three Super Bowls since then. So let me ask you this question. Who is the happiest team at the end of the NFL football season? Well, that's easy. It's the team that won the Super Bowl. So who is the second happiest team at the end of the football season? Well, it's not the team that got into the Super Bowl and lost because, well, they're sad because they lost. No, no. It's the last place team. It's all the fans that had to wear paper bags over their heads with a slit for their eyes because they were so embarrassed to be associated with such a horrible team. It's the last place team because they're the ones that are going to get the draft picks. They're going to get a new quarterback, new receivers. They have all kinds of options for trades. They have a fresh start, a new beginning. They're happy. Now, in the gospel, there were two sins. Two. The sin of adultery, and a much worse sin, which is a sin to try to deceive the crowds to thinking that Jesus is against Moses. It was a deceptive, deceiving plot against Jesus to have him killed. Two sins. And Jesus forgave them all. He let them all go. No one was punished. No one. So here's my question. What is the difference between the guys who plotted the evil plot against Jesus to have him killed after they left, and the difference between them and the woman after she left? Well, the guys left sad. They're sad because they're not changed. They're just going to go back They're the drawing board. They're going to try to come up with another evil scheme, another plot against Jesus to have him killed. They're not happy. The woman leaves happy because she's got a new start, a fresh beginning. She's like a Red Sox fan on opening day. She can put away and forget completely the last dismal season and move on. Now, here's the faith lesson, is that every day, we have a reason to be happy. We have a reason to be hopeful, a reason to have joy, when we know that with God, always gives us a fresh start, a new beginning.